We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you DeSales Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS, Walla Walla. This Irish broadcast is brought to you in part by D.A. Davidson, Walla Walla Farmers Co-op, Postal Annex Plus, Dr. Greg Fink and Dr. Eugene Martin, Banner Bank, Dale Graves, with the Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, Total Comfort Solutions, Community Bank, McDonald's Zarian Insurance, Walla Walla Transmission, the Emlenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, Burn Street RV, Blue Mountain Vision Clinic, Crop Production Services, Baker Boyer Bank, Animal Clinic East, Abagin Motors, Connor's Mr. Carpet, Gisa Credit Union, Valley Vision Clinic, Doyle Electric, Concrete Industries, and Super One Foods. And now here's the voice of the Irish, Mike Spies, on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Good morning, everyone. This is Mike Spies coming to you live from sunny Ellensburg, Washington. A day late, but much better weather this morning. It's the site of the State 2B State Semifinals and Championship Games here for the 2B classification sponsored by the WIAA and the Washington Dairy Farmers. And yesterday, the schedule was the Sales was supposed to play at 4 o'clock after Adna and Mossy Rocket played. Torrential spring rains, winds, you name it. The temperature hovering in the high 40s, low 50s. Miserable. They kept pushing the schedule back and back and back. Adna and Mossy Rock finally threw first pitch at about 4 o'clock or so. They chose not to play the DeSales Liberty Bell contest, which was to follow. There are no lights here at Rotary Field, and it really, all things considered, it turned out to be a good decision. It is a beautiful day for baseball. So what we have here, folks, today is a doubleheader broadcast. We're hoping, certainly, for a semifinal win for the DeSales Irish over Liberty Bell of the Methow Valley area, the Liberty Bell Wolves, and then a championship contest immediately to follow as the Irish, under head coach Kim Cox, will go for their 18th state championship today here at Rotary Field. If the Irish should fall here in the semifinals, we'll have to pack up our gear and go next door here at Rotary Field. There are several ballparks, and the consolation game will be played at the same time the championship game is being played. So the winner will play for the state championship against Adna. The loser will pack up their gear, move across the way to my right as I'm facing the foothills of the Cascade Mountains, and take on Mossy Rock in the third, fourth place consolation game. We're glad you're with us. We'll take a quick break, take a look at the bracket as it stands right now and how these teams got here. State Championship Baseball, you're listening to it on KHSS 100.7 FM.
No one can read the future, but we can definitely help you prepare for the future you deserve. Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson & Company has extensive experience in helping people just like you. Because he knows your finances are a big deal, let him work alongside you to develop a comprehensive retirement plan that fits within your game plan for funding retirement, a grandchild's education, or whatever else you want in life. Don't chance a guess with your financial future. Consult a professional. D.A. Davidson, member SIPC.
Are you searching for the perfect flooring for your home at the lowest possible price and not sure who to turn to? Rely on us at Connors Mr. Carpet to guide you painlessly through the process. With more than 30 years in the flooring industry, we have the knowledge and the experience to help you select the flooring that offers the right combination of performance and style for your budget. Come see our vast selection of flooring, tile, countertops, and blinds. We offer 3D visualization, installation scheduling with local professional installers, and free estimates. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsMrCarpet.com or call us at 522-0176.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Proprock, that's Postal Annex Plus. Proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live here in sunny Ellensburg, Washington. The DeSales Irish are directly to my left. I'm sitting at a cafeteria-style table behind the concrete retaining wall that separates the field from the bleacher area. I'm looking straight out at the right field line, 310 feet away, about halfway between home plate and the pitcher's mound. The Irish will be in the third base dugout to my left in the forest green uniforms with the white numbers, the gold trim, the white pants, and a lot of green on the field today. The grass, of course, is very green, much improved, I would say, over last year when this tournament was held here last year, the first time at Rotary Field. The grass is a lot thicker. Last year, you'd hear the ball bounce on the field during infield, and it sounded like it was bouncing off of concrete. So they've done a lot of work here at Rotary Park. Anyway, Liberty Bell's Wolves, they wear green also, green hats, white jerseys, green numbers, and Liberty Bell across the front of their shirts. The coaches are meeting right now, veteran coach Tim Cox, trying to guide his team to an 18th state championship, and Don Calvert, the head coach of Liberty Bell, trying to start a little history of their own. They were walking around in t-shirts yesterday that said, "Our history starts today." And this is the final day. Well, it's not the final day. Springfest week is what I'm leading into. Springfest week, when all the state championships are decided across the state of Washington, started Monday with the state golf tournament, and congratulations to our boys' golf team. Team championship, and Ryan Baumgart finishes his career winning another state title. Jared Conan finished third. Bryce Scott and Scott Kimball, also members of that State 2B Boys Championship golf team. Congratulations to head coach Lon Olson on guiding them to that championship. And then the track team under head coach Mike Scheel is up in Cheney today. They've been competing yesterday and today, and Greg Cesari, Irish athletic director, is up there as his son Luke is a member of the 4x400 relay team. And Mr. Cesari has been texting me results. And this is what I have for you. Allison Wujek has qualified for the finals in the 100 hurdles. Bridget Lyons has qualified for the finals in the 300 hurdles. The girls' 4x100 relay team did not qualify for the finals. Allison is also competing in the long jump and the high jump. I have not heard about those results. On the boys' side, the boys' 4x100 relay team did not qualify for the finals, but the boys' 4x400 relay team did. That is Isaiah Scheel, Braden Kimball, Luke Fazari, and that's only three guys, and Andrew Elmenhurst. Okay. Andrew Elmenhurst is also competing in the javelin. He was the district champion in the javelin. I have not heard any results from that. Softball tournament going on today. That was wiped out yesterday by the rain in Yakima. I drove by the fields that are right next to the freeway, and it was more of a swamp than a softball complex, standing water everywhere. So the girls are playing this morning, as I speak, against Napavine at 9 o'clock. If the girls win, they'll be in the quarterfinals at 7 o'clock tonight with semifinals and championship action tomorrow. Unfortunately, we will not be able to carry any of those games on the radio. We've got programming conflicts. Multiple conflicts. I've got to get out to the drive-in movie theater tonight. So anyway, I apologize to those of you at home hoping to hear some softball on the radio, but the weather kind of put the kibosh on those plans. So good luck to the Lady Irish. They'll play today and hopefully tomorrow in the state softball tournament. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll look closer at the boys' bracket and the starting lineups for the day's game, the DeSales Irish, getting set to take on the Liberty Bell Wolves. On 100.7 FM KHSS.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then,
Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
We know you've come to love our scrumptious homemade dishes.
We've created the Panther, the Sampler, and specialty pizzas to satisfy your wishes.
We decided it was time to play in the kitchen and create something new.
We've developed a pasta masterpiece just for you.
Pasta with creamy, smoky chipotle sauce and lots of cheese.
Plus linguica spices it up by a few degrees.
It's called the Kelly Rotelli and will only be offered for a while.
Try it while it lasts. It'll make you smile.
Boys! Save us some for the customers.
Mamma mia!
Bazzari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live here at Ellensburg, and we're going to have to close down the voices as they're going to have the national anthem right now. We'll keep it here, and you can listen to the national anthem. Well, usually we break away during the national anthem. Wasn't sure what the procedure would be, but they've already played it. The two teams have lined up along the baseline, and the DeSales Irish boys will come across from their third baseline spot to the first baseline to shake hands with the Liberty Bell Mountain Lions. I call them the Wolves or the Mountain Lions. Sorry about that. Liberty Bell out of District 6 from way up north near the Okanagan-Omak region. The Methow Valley School District is what's on the side of their school bus. They come into this ball game with a 19-2 record. They lost their first two games on the road to 1A programs, Brewster and Okanagan, by scores of 3-0 and 4-0, and have not lost a game since. So they have won 19 straight games to get here, including a win over Okanagan 15-4 in a rematch of the one of the two games they lost. Similar to DeSales, the Irish come in with a 21-2 record. Their two losses on the season, a split in league play to Asotin and a loss to LeGrand, a 4A program in Oregon, a loss they were able to avenge, and they avenged the Asotin loss at the district tournament level. So 21-2, the Irish looking for their 18th straight state championship. The Liberty Bell Mountain Lions exploring some new territory here in the state semifinals with the 19-2 record. How Liberty Bell got here? They beat Riverside Christian in their district championship game 3-2. They scored the winning run in the bottom of the seventh inning. Then in their regional tournament, they went to Avista Stadium in Spokane. They beat Lynn Ritzville Sprague 6-4 in that ball game, got up early 6-2, and then held on for the win. Then in their regional championship game, they beat fellow District 9 opponent Asotin, a team the Irish beat 2 out of 3 this year. They beat Asotin 9-8. It was a back-and-forth game. Liberty Bell jumped on the Panthers in the early innings, were up 5-1. Asotin had a 5-run fifth inning to go up 6-5, and then Liberty Bell won it in the top of the seventh inning. So Liberty Bell has won 2 out of their 3 games to get here in their final at-bat. And they will bat first in this one as we are ready to go. We'll get the lineup as we get underway. Leading off for Liberty Bell will be Morgan Palm. He's a junior. He's had 1 hit in postseason play. First pitch swinging, slow roller to second baseman. That's Adamesco, and he'll throw over to Tim Cottle for the first out. So we're quickly underway, and Cameron Richmond is on the mound. Cameron 10-0. A shutout win over Colfax in the regional championship game in Walla Walla last week, 1-0. So 1 pitch, 1 out. Breaking ball inside low to Chip Jones. Chip Jones, a sophomore, who will play shortstop today. We'll set the defense as we go. Jones fouls the next pitch off. First baseman, Tim Cottle, the senior. Junior, Adam Eskowich, second base. Over at shortstop is Travis Hain, the senior. Another pitch fouled away by Jones. At third base is Logan Hoff. So 3 seniors and a junior on the infield. Left field, Kyler Pomeraning, a senior. Riley Roach in center, a senior. Darryl Galloway in right field is a junior. And the pitcher-catcher battery behind the plate, the experienced Joe Dean, the senior, and on the mound, the sophomore, 10-0. Cameron Richmond working quickly, and the count has gone full now to Chip Jones. And the next pitch is low to Jones for a walk. Cameron normally pinpoint control, but he loses Jones down to first base. It's not quite a symmetrical ballpark. 310 down the right field line, 385 to right center, 380 to left center. There's no signage up in straightaway center where the batter's eye is. The fences drop from the foul lines deep to the alleys, and then they go straight across in the middle to meet. Have to stand up and look, and I cannot see the left field corner because the Irish players are all up on the railing of the dugout. Swing and a miss by Andrew Ryan, the Liberty Bell pitcher in this ballgame. He's a mature-looking senior. Got a lot of facial hair going. Stout-looking fellow. He's behind, no balls and 2 strikes to Richmond. Next pitch high. Here goes the runner down. Jones, the throw beats him easily. He's out. Joe Dean throws a strike down to second base. Eskel put the tag on Chip Jones, and he is out easily, caught stealing for the second out of the inning. Good defense by the DeSales Irish. The pitch was a ball to Ryan. 1 ball, 2 strikes. A little chopper right back to Richmond. He'll jog over towards first base. So the Irish get out of it with no trouble. 1 walk is erased by the caught stealing. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base for the Mountain Lions. The Irish will come to bat in the bottom of the first inning. We'll keep it here. We'll set the starting batting order for the Irish and the defense for the Mountain Lions. For DeSales, Joe Dean will lead it off. He's a senior, 255 hitter on the season. He was 2-for-7 in the regional tournament last weekend. Travis Hain will bat second. Travis was 3-for-6 with a double and 2 RBIs in the regionals. Adam Eskel, a junior, was just 1-for-7 in the regional tournament, but that 1 hit was a key one, an RBI double for the only run of the game in the regional championship win over Colfax. Adam is a leading hitter on the team with a .508 batting average. Batting fourth will be Tim Cottle, another senior. 6 seniors in the batting order for veteran coach Kim Cox. Cottle hits .479. Batting fifth, Cameron Richmond at .305. Darryl Galloway bats six. He's a junior, hitting .368. Logan Hoff, another senior, hitting .361, bats seventh. Riley Roach bats eighth. Riley has a .500 batting average. He was 0-for-4 in the regionals, but typically they pinch or they DH for Riley, but the coaches looked at the stat sheet, and the designated hitters were hitting not so well average-wise, so they said, hey, let's give Riley a chance in the last part of the season, and Riley really responded. In 22 official regular season at-bats, he has 11 hits. And batting ninth will be Kyler Pomeranning, 416 hitter. And one of the hallmarks for the Irish's success in the postseason has been solid fundamental hitting from batter number one through batter number nine. So many of the small schools that come to these tournaments, their first three or four hitters are tough on the pitcher, and then the pitcher kind of can cruise through the bottom part of the lineup. But the Irish keep the pressure on the opposition's defense and pitching staff from batter number one through batter number nine. Let's look at the defense for Liberty Bell, a relatively young team compared to the Irish. At first base, David Densmore, the junior. At second base will be Riley Calvert, a sophomore. At shortstop will be Chip Jones, a sophomore. At third base, Cole Darwitt, just an eighth grader. In left field will be Derek Allenbaum, another eighth grader. In center field will be Morgan Palm, a junior. And in right field, Chase Kurtz, a junior as well. So one senior. One, two, three, four juniors defensively. One, two sophomores, and two eighth graders. So a very young team. Their leader, Andrew Ryan, the lone senior in their lineup, is the pitcher. His catching partner behind the plate will be Milo Holston, a junior. So Joe Dean will stand in. His average, not all that impressive, just 255. Joe gets right in the front of that box, right up on the plate, and forces that pitcher to work to start the game. And there's a strike on the inside corner by Ryan as he establishes the inside part of that plate. Beautiful sunny day, and amazingly, the American flag, there's a punt down the third base side by Dean. Field with barehanded, throw over, and Joe Dean's going to beat it out. The third baseman fielded it nicely, barehanded, but remember, he's just an eighth grader and not much of an arm. And physically, he looks like an eighth grader. He looks like he's about 5'4", about 110 pounds, and he threw a rainbow over there to first base, and Joe beats it out for the infield hit. So the Irish have the leadoff runner on in the state semifinal game. Travis Hain at the plate. Ryan in the stretch, throws over to first. Joe back easily. First base coach over there, Mike Postlewaite. Coach Cox in the third base box just to my left, flashing the signs. Joe looking like he wants to make a move here. Takes a secondary lead. First pitch into Hain is low and inside for ball one. On deck, Adam Eskel. Got a perfect view of our batter. On deck circle just to my right. Ryan said, Dean's running, pitches low, here's the throw down, and Dean is caught. He is out. The glove was right on the face, and Joe slid in. So the catchers for both teams, Joe Dean threw out a base runner, Chip Jones, in the first top of the first, and Joe gets thrown out on a beautiful throw by Milo Holston. Didn't catch who was covering, if that was a second baseman or the shortstop. It was a shortstop, so 2-6 caught stealing. And the first out is recorded. Next pitch over for strike two to Hain. Apparently that pitch was a called strike. It looked a little low to me on the pitch that Joe has caught stealing. One ball, two strikes to Hain. Next pitch will chopper up the third base side. It's going to go just foul. And the count will stay at one ball and two strikes. Got my 1980 classmate, Rod Fazzari, just happens to be the owner of Two Arts Communications and KHSS Radio, keeping the pitch count for me today. Enjoying some baseball on a beautiful sunny day. We've got the peanuts, the seeds, got our sunglasses on. Wonderful day. One ball, two strikes. Now Ryan back in the windup, takes his time. Here's the pitch, breaking ball off the plate. Ryan seems very composed out there. He's a senior. He's listed at 5'7 in the program. I think that's probably pretty accurate. He's a stout, athletic-looking kid. There's a hard shot right at the shortstop. Scooped nicely, toss across. Bad throw, but scooped out by the first baseman. Chip Jones, the sophomore, made the nice scoop of the high hopper, and then his throw looked kind of like a lollipop going over there, but scooped out nicely by the first baseman, David Densmore. So two outs for the Irish, and that'll bring up Adam Eskel. So similar first innings for both teams. They've had one base runner so far. Both of them erased, caught stealing. That pitch is in the dirt, knocked down by the catcher, taken by Adam for ball one. So Milo Holston, the junior, showing nice catcher fundamentals behind the plate, something we really didn't see in the Adam Mossyrock game that I watched yesterday. Obviously, I'm a little biased, but just watching this first inning, these two teams definitely playing some better baseball than we saw yesterday with Mossyrock and Adam. As I babble, Eskel's taken a strike and now fouled one away. He's behind the count, one ball, two strikes. On deck, Tim Cottle. Adam, wide stance. As is typical for the Irish, he's got his toes right on the inside edge of that batter's box. Next pitch fouled off the hands up the right field side. Rolls up against the fence. Right fielder's going to jog all the way over there and retrieve it. Whereas a Liberty Bell player who came out of the dugout late should have got that ball. A little game management issue. So now Ryan will take a break and let his right fielder, Chase Kurtz, get back into position. A lot of room out there here at Rotary Park. I'll have to lean out a little farther to find the exact dimensions down the left field line. Eskel fouls another pitch away. So Adam behind the count, one ball, two strikes, but he's making Ryan work. The winner will play Adna for the state championship after the completion of this game. Next pitch popped up into right field. Right fielder stepped back, now runs forward and makes the catch. So no runs, one hit, no errors. Joe Dean caught stealing. So no runners left on base. We've played one complete inning. No score in this state semifinal contest. You're listening to it on 100.7 FM KHSS.
It's spring, and that means spring cleaning for your home and your comfort. With a Lennox Home Comfort System from Total Comfort Solutions, you can sweep away inconsistent temperatures and wasted energy. And right now, receive up to $1,700 in rebates and federal tax credits on the purchase of a qualifying Lennox Home Comfort System. Call Total Comfort Solutions today, 525-4868, or visit them on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com and start enjoying a more comfortable home every day of the year.
Colder weather calls for warmer bed coverings. As the blankets and comforters come out of storage, why not get them professionally dry cleaned at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners? Stewart's has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919, and with good reason. Stewart's has the latest in dry cleaning technology, the mending services are first rate, and most important of all, Frank, Mike, and Gerald Lyons are all around good guys. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live here at Rotary Field. Already underway at the top of the second inning, Milo Holston. The catcher has taken two quick strikes from Cameron Richard. It's 3:20 down the left field line. Brady Larson, younger brother of Josh Larson, who's a sophomore on the Irish roster, can see that left field line. I can't, and as I tell you that, strikeout as Milo Holston that goes down on three straight pitches to Cameron Richmond. Cameron does not mess around. He gets it and he throws it. And here's the first pitch into Densmore, the first baseman, another strike. So four straight strikes to start the second inning. And here's the next delivery to Densmore. It's fouled on the left side, right side, excuse me. Tim Cottle's going to chase it down. A little Texas Leaguer looking thing that went into foul territory, and Tim Cottle makes the catch easily. So quickly, two outs for Cameron Richmond, thrown just five pitches in this inning unofficially. Now bring up the right fielder, Chase Kurtz, and he swings and misses. So Cameron Richmond, nothing but strikes here in the second inning. Next pitch, fly ball into right field. Galloway right in his tracks will make the catch in a sunny Rotary Field. Cameron Richmond, extremely efficient inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the second inning, the bottom of the second inning, Irish. looking to get a run here in the state semifinal game on 100.7 FM KHSS.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live for the start of the bottom of the second inning. Tim Cottle will lead things off. Tim, a 479 hitter on the year. He was 1-for-3 in the regional tournament. Very efficient at bat, so he had two walks and was hit by a pitch. So he reached base 4 of his 6 times. First pitch from Ryan is high for ball one. Can't get over the change in the weather from yesterday to today. Sun shining with a few shadowy cloud spots on the Cascade Mountain foothills, straight out beyond the right field line. The flag just fluttering with a light breeze. It's just awesome weather here for state semifinal baseball. Next pitch taken for strike one by Cottle. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Ryan. It's high as well. Cameron Richmond on deck. So 320 down the left field line, 310 down the right field line, a little deeper in the right field power alley at 385. There's a pop-up in the infield. Second baseman battling the sun makes the catch. The sun is straight up above us, something that they didn't have trouble with yesterday. But you could tell he was battling it. That was Riley Calvert, a sophomore. So Cameron Richmond will try to help out his own cause and face his pitching counterpart for the first time today. Cam, a 305 hitter. He was 0-for-3 in last week's regional. Breaking ball over for strike one. On deck, Darryl Galloway. Ryan doesn't work quite as quick as Cameron, but you really couldn't work any quicker than Cameron. Next pitch down to third base. Fielded nicely there. One hop throw over the first baseman. Can't dig it out, and that's going to be an error on the third baseman. Cole Darwood, I talked about his arm earlier, and he definitely, no problem with the glove, that he just can't quite throw it from third base to first base. And Densmore tried to pick it out, but it hit right on the edge of the grass where the dirt grass cutout is there around first base and got the low hop. Good hustle by Holston, the catcher, to back it up. So E5, and Richmond is on at first base, and he has to dive back as Ryan, the pitcher, is going to make his pitching counterpart work over there. We'll see if the Irish can take advantage of the air here with one out. Darryl Galloway at the plate. Darryl was the hitting star of the regional tournament last week. Takes that pitch. You can see the signal, ball. Last night's umpire was very demonstrative. You knew exactly what his call was. This umpire a little more subdued behind the plate. Next pitch is low, so Galloway quickly ahead of Ryan, 2-0. Darryl was 3-for-4 with a bases-loaded triple in the regional tournament. That coming against Kittitas. The Irish beat Kittitas 14-0. Kittitas very much an outmanned group in that ball game. Next pitch inside to Galloway for ball three. And the Irish had a much tougher time against Colfax, beating them 1-0 as Cameron Richmond pitched the complete game shutout for his 10th win of the season. Richmond takes the lead at first base. Here's a 3-0 pitch to Galloway. It's a strike at the knees for the first strike on the junior right fielder. Darryl, 368 hitter on the season. Richmond's got decent speed over there, but Holston already threw out one. There's Richmond going, and it's ball four. Knoxville, Richmond. I was watching him run. He's right in my viewpoint. All of a sudden, he let up, and he read the pitch. It was high for ball four. So DeSales has a runner in scoring position. Richmond down to second, Galloway at first, and Logan Hoft, one of six Irish seniors, 361 hitters at the plate. On deck, Riley Roach. The 7, 8, 9 hitters will try to get something going for the Irish here in the bottom of the second inning of this scoreless semifinal contest. First pitch over to Hoft is high, for ball one. Winner plays Adna immediately following this game. The loser will pack up the gear and go to another field here at Rotary Park and play Mossy Rock for third and fourth place. Now Ryan steps off the mound, wants to talk to his catcher, and that will give Logan Hoff a chance to go down and talk to veteran head coach Kim Cox, possibly changing up the signs with Richmond down at second base. And Cameron would be very adept at reading those signs. He's a pitcher and a catcher, so he's got a good view in there at home plate. So they're probably changing up their signals. Runners take their lead. Here's the pitch to Hoff, taken for strike one. Looks like a little breaking ball. I'm up the third base line a little bit, so I can tell when the pitch is bending. And it has some good pace on it. My guess, a slider. One ball, one strike, one out, two on for the Irish, no score here in the bottom of the second inning. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Square to bunt. Did he go? Yes, he did. Runners move up on the pitch in the dirt. So the bad news is a strike on Hoff. The good news is on the pitch in the dirt, Richmond able to move to third and Galloway at second. So a base hit will score a couple here with that Galloway with very good speed at second base. The infield comes in on the dirt, on the grass, excuse me. Next pitch up and away to Hoff. So early in the ball game, Coach Don Calvert pulling the infield in on the grass, anticipating every run being, that ball hit hard to center field. Center field has got it back to the infield. He is not going to catch up to this one. He falls on the warning track and picks the ball up. Two runs will score. Hoff hesitates between second and third. He'll slide in head first with a triple. Ball gets away from the third base and the backup. Logan Hoff, a bomb to straightaway center field. The center fielder knew he was in trouble right away. Morgan Palm, he turned his back to the infield and ran as fast as he could. Fell, rolled over on the warning track. The ball rolled to the base of the fence. Logan Hoff, a two-run double to dead center field, or triple, excuse me, and the Irish are up 2-0 and just one out. Riley Roach now at the plate. He takes the first pitch up and away. So Logan Hoff comes through with a clutch hit, and Richmond and Galloway will score easily on the triple by Hoff. Next pitch up and away to Roach as well, 2-0. Logan put a charge in that one, dead center field, 380 in the left field power alley, 385 in the right field power alley. The fence appears to go straight across between those two marks. So we can do the math and say it was 382.5 feet. He hit that ball as it rolled to the base of the fence. Riley ahead now, 3-0 on Ryan. Next pitch over for strike one. So Ryan got out of the first inning, 1-2-3. A bunt single by Joe Dean, and then Joe was erased, caught stealing, but he's struggling here in the second inning after a pop out by Cottle to start the inning. There's a fly ball to right field. Hoff will tag up. Right fielder drifts back, should be deep enough to score him. Hoff will tag and score standing up. So Logan Hoff touches home plate after that triple. Nice sack fly by Riley Roach to bring in the third run of the second inning. So the Irish boys up 3-0. Now in the bottom of the second here in this state semifinal contest, now bring up Kyler Pomeraning. 416 hitter on the season. The bases are cleared, so Ryan can work out of the windup. First pitch, strike one to Kyler. Joe Dean on deck, two outs. He's the catcher. He's got his shin guards on, but ready to hit as well. Next pitch, high out of the strike zone to Kyler. Count evens it, a ball and a strike. Just cannot get over how beautiful the weather here is in Ellensburg today. compared to yesterday and compared to some of my other experiences up here at Ellensburg, football camps and whatnot. Windy and cold is what I think of when I think of Ellensburg, but it's beautiful right now. Next pitch, ball to Kyler, two balls, one strike now. Ryan in the windup, here's the 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss by Kyler. I think Kyler thought he had something he wanted there, a little low in the strike zone. I don't know that it was even a strike, as Holston caught it right up the edge of the dirt. Count even at 2-2 on Kyler. Ryan's pitch, curveball, swing and a miss by Kyler. But a good inning for the Irish. They get 3 runs on 1 hit, the triple by Logan Hoff, and took advantage of an error by the Mountain Lions, and after 2 complete innings, DeSales up 3-0 in this state semifinal contest on 100.7 FM KHSS.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elman Hurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling is expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
Well, Cameron Richmond now working with the lead, 3-0 here in the top of the third inning. He's faced the minimum, 6 batters through 2 innings. Now we have a timeout as Riley Calvert backs out and tucks his shirt in just as Cameron was throwing the ball. I'm not sure if Calvert called the timeout or the umpire did. Now he points at Cameron, and Cameron throws the first pitch into Calvert in a little weak swing there, looking for the local there maybe and got the express as that ball was on him in a hurry. And Cameron throwing nothing but fastballs right now. He's thrown just 20 pitches in this game. I don't think he threw a ball last inning. There he comes sidearm with that one and strikes out looking as Calvert just surrendered that at bat very quickly. 3 pitches, sit down. Cameron on a roll now. 2 strikeouts in the ballgame. I'll bring up the number 8 hitter, Derek Allenbaum. Derek is an 8th grader. Statistically, he has been their best hitter in the postseason. I was able to glean some information from newspaper articles and things from their district and regional tournaments, and he has been their best hitter. He swings and misses twice in a row as Cameron just getting it and throwing it. And now number 7, Allenbaum takes a step out of the box, shakes his head. Now he's back in, and that ball is just off the outside corner. So Cameron's first non-strike pitch since the first inning. Next pitch just off the corner outside. Count evens at 2-2 on Allenbaum. Allenbaum, 4 hits in 3 postseason games for the 8th grader. Next pitch is low in the dirt. Well, he's worked it full after 5 straight strikes in this inning. Cameron's lost the zone a little bit, and the count's full. Next pitch, low for ball 4. So Cameron, second walk of the game, so he can definitely get in the groove and out of the groove. He showed it right there. I jinxed him saying he'd thrown all those strikes and then all of a sudden 4 straight balls. Now bring up Cole Darwood, the third baseman, another 8th grader. Darwood has 3 postseason hits. So Allenbaum and Darwood, their top 2 hitters, hits-wise, in the postseason. David Densmore, their first baseman, the junior, has 3 postseason hits. First pitch is a strike. Squares to bunt is out to Darwood. It's fouled back. So no ball, 2 strikes on Darwood. So Liberty Bell's second base runner, both via the walk, is the 8th grader out of first base, Allenbaum. Next pitch fouled straight back by Darwood. One out. breaking ball hanging tough there as Darwers. He loops a little foul off the fence in front of the first base dugout. So good bat control by the eighth grader, fooled by the breaking ball, but able to use the quick hands to slap it away. Richmond throws this one high out of the strike zone for ball one. One ball, two strikes on Darwood. We'll be back to the top of the order for Liberty Bell after Darwood. Swinging a foul tip into the glove of Jodini. He squeezes it, and that's a strikeout. So Cameron now has three strikeouts, two in this inning. And that'll bring up Morgan Palm, center fielder, who grounded out to Eskel at second base to start the game today. Checks the runner at the stretch. Breaking ball stays inside for ball one to Palm. Morgan Palm, one postseason hit. Next pitch right at the knees for ball two. So Cameron has struggled a bit to find the plate after starting the inning off with five straight strikes. There's a swing and a miss by Palm. Cameron does a good job changing speeds. He throws low to mid-80s with the fastball, but he's able to change speed so well, the fastball looks even faster. That pitch taken for strike two. Count even at two balls, two strikes. Also two outs in the inning. Next pitch right down the middle for strike three. So Cameron, one walk in the inning, but he ends up striking out the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, one runner left on base. The Irish will head to the bottom of the third inning here in the state semifinals with a 3-0 lead on 100.7 FM KHSS.
There's a very good reason why RV owners love the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op. RV owners know they'll find everyday discount prices on gas, diesel, and propane. They know they'll find a roomy outdoor bay for washing their RV. They know that the co-op has a convenient tank dumping station, and finally, no matter the time, day or night, RV owners know they can use their co-op card in the C-Store. Everything about the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op makes RV owners happy campers. Stop by, stock up, and head out.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live at Sunny Rotary Field in Ellensburg. I have an update from Yakima. The state 2B girls softball tournament, which was the whole first day of action, was canceled yesterday due to the weather. The Lady Irish, in their first round game, are taking on Napa Vine. They lead 4-3 in the fourth inning at my last information. If the Lady Irish win, they'll be in the quarterfinals tonight at 7 p.m. If they lose, they'll play in a loser-out game at 3 o'clock. The semifinals and finals will be played tomorrow on Sunday. Unfortunately, yours truly and the programming situation at KHSS will not allow us to cover any of the girls' softball games this year, so we apologize for that. Just didn't work out. Joe Dean takes a ball. Yesterday, plan A was to do the boys' game at 4 and hustle back and hopefully do the girls' quarterfinal at 7. And then head back over there Saturday, today, this afternoon, and do a trophy round game if the girls had kept winning. But that's not going to happen. Joe Dean, 2-0, now 3-0. Joe had a bunt single to lead off the game and then was caught stealing. It's a .255 hitter on the year. Next pitch is low, so a four-pitch walk to start off the bottom of the third for the Irish. So the Sails, after not scoring in the first inning, put up a three spot in the second, and they got the pressure right back on starting pitcher, the senior, Andrew Ryan. Ryan has thrown 44 pitches now here just starting the third inning. And Cameron Richmond, through three innings, has 38 pitches and four strikeouts. So Cameron more efficient. Travis Hain at the plate, grounded out the shortstop his first time up. A little drag bunt up third base side. scoop by the third baseman and beat out down there by Haynes. So the second bunt single for the Irish as they are picking on the third baseman, the eighth grader, Cole Darwin. Or check that. Yeah, Cole Darwin. So the second bunt single for the Irish. DeSales can execute in all phases of the game. They tried to move Joe over the steal his first time up. Didn't work out. And now a bunt single by Travis Hayne has two on with nobody out for Adam Eskel. Irish up 3-0, looking for more here in the bottom of the third inning. Eskel flew out to right field to end the first inning. Little chop down the third base side, bobbled there by Darwood, and everybody's going to move up. So the hot corner is eating up the third baseman, Cole Darwood, right now. As the Irish have the bases loaded and nobody out. And this is how, when you make the lineup card, this is how you draw it up. You get your cleanup hitter on with the up to bat with the bases loaded, and that's Tim Cobble, who popped up in the infield his first time up. Strike to Tim. Breeze blowing out slightly towards right field. The Irish have not had an over the fence home run this year. A grand salami in the state semifinals by senior Tim Cobble would be an awesome way to get the first one. Next pitch, high for ball one. Here's the 1-1 pitch with the bases loaded. Strike right at the knees on Tim Cobble. The only home run for DeSales this year is by Tyler Pomerantz. That was an inside-the-park home run at LeGrand. Next pitch popped out of play on the right side by Cobble. One ball, two strikes on Tim. Tim is a 474 hitter, 27 RBIs on the season. A lot of green shirts out there on the base paths. Dean at third, Hayne at second, and Adam Eskel at first. Next pitch low in the dirt, knocked down nicely by the catcher, Milo Holston. Milo Holston, a junior, has really shown some nice fundamentals at behind the plate for Liberty Bell. Count even at 2-2 on Cobble. As I mentioned earlier, after watching the Mossy Rock Advent game yesterday, just the fundamental baseball that's going on here between Liberty Bell and DeSales early on, other than the issues at third base. There's a hard shot to center field. Sinking line driver is going to get down for a base hit, and runners will move up 90 feet. Everybody kind of had to hold up to make sure it was going to drop, but a solid line drive single by Tim Cobble, and that'll score Joe Dean and keep the bases loaded and the pressure on Liberty Bell. The second hit of the inning, and the Irish now lead 4-0. Cameron Richmond reached base on an error and scored in the second inning. Takes the first pitch for a ball. Strike. Scoreboard was a little behind. Fastball is low for ball one. Cam evens with a ball and a strike. So Andrew Ryan had thrown 40 pitches through the first two innings. He's a senior. Last weekend as a high school athlete, I'm sure the Coach Calvert, will leave him out there as long as he wants to go. Next pitch low again to Richmond. Alan Baum, the eighth grader, was actually the winning pitcher in, can't remember which game it was. Ryan pitched most of the game, and then Alan Baum came in and closed it out and got the win. He's just an eighth grader. Chip Jones also seems to pitch quite a bit. He's a sophomore. Swing and a miss by Cameron. He strikes out. He fouled off a pitch while I was looking at my notes, and then swings and misses on that one. So the first out of the inning, as Richmond is the second strikeout victim of the game for Ryan. Now bring up Darryl Galloway. Darryl, first pitch swing, high fly ball to right field. Drifting back to right fielder. He's got turned around. That ball's going to land on the warning track for a base hit, actually a double, we'll call it, and the throw in gets over the cutoff man. The catcher will field the ball. The wind is drifting out a little bit to right field, and the right fielder, Chase Kurtz, kind of got turned around. He turned right, started backpedaling, turned left, fell hard there in the outfield, and he's a little bit shaken up. And now Darryl Galloway is going to go back to first base. Oh, okay. Got it. We got timeout by Libertyville. Darryl's just jogging over to talk to Mike Postlewaite, first base coach. And this will give one of the Libertyville assistant coaches a chance to go out and make sure Calvert's okay. So we'll call that a fly ball double. Kurtz got turned around out there in right field, so Darryl gets a double with the bases loaded to bring in Hayne and Eskel. The Irish have now doubled their lead to 6-0. Cottle's now over at third base, and Darryl Galloway picks up his fourth and fifth RBIs of the postseason. And so they're going to pull Ryan. So Andrew Ryan is out of the ballgame at 58 pitches, having given up 6 runs. And Derek Allenbaum, that eighth grader, will move from third base to the pitcher's mound. With this pitching change, we'll send it back to the studios. The Irish up 6-0, still batting here in the bottom of the third inning when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Adhering to a regular feeding schedule provides some control over your puppy's need to go outside. Most pets will need a trip outdoors within the first hour after eating, so avoid large meals just before confinement. Offer food 2 or 3 times each day at the same times and make it available for no longer than 30 minutes. The last meal should be finished 3 to 5 hours before bedtime. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live as the eighth grader, Derek Allenbaugh, takes his final warm-up toss. The Irish, after being blanked in the first inning, put 3 runs up in the second inning, took advantage of an error on the young man who's at the mound to score 3 runs on just 1 hit. But that was a bases-loaded triple by Logan Hoff. And now the Irish, a walk to Joe Dean, a bunt single by Travis Hayne, another error on the third baseman, a single by Tim Cottle to drive in a run, a strikeout to Cameron Richmond, and then a high fly double to deep right field that the right fielder for Libertyville could not track down. And the Irish have 2 on, 3 runs are in, and Logan Hoff, who had that bases-loaded triple in the second inning, will be the first batter that the eighth grader, Derek Allenbaugh, faces. Allenbaugh from the stretch. First pitch over for strike 1 to Hoff. So the Irish, in 2 1/3 innings, chase Andrew Ryan after 58 pitches. Irish hit a couple balls hard. Defense really didn't help him out very well. Count evens at a ball and a strike now on Hoff. Irish up 6-0, going for their 18th state championship, trying to defend their title from last year where they beat league rival Asotin on this field. Next pitch in the dirt. Hoff standing in. 2-1 pitch on the way from Allenbaugh. Chopped it down the third base side. It's going to go foul, and that gives me a chance to look down there at third base. And Cole Darwood has moved to third, and he's another eighth grader. And he's even more diminutive than Allenbaugh. They're listed as eighth graders, and they are definitely eighth graders in body as well. Not sure where Ryan went. He's at shortstop. I got it. Next pitch is high by Alan Baugh. So the count is 3-2 to Hawk. Here's a 3-2 pitch low to Logan. So he walks, and now the bases are loaded. And the Irish really putting it on Liberty Bell right now. Up 6-0, bases loaded, one out, a chance to really break this one open. Riley Roach, with a sacrifice fly to bring in a run in his first at-bat. He flies it to right field at foul. Not sure if I have my crowd mic adjusted accurately enough that you can hear the crack of the bat. Keep forgetting to ask Dan that between innings. If I've got it adjusted right, you should be able to hear the crack of the aluminum and the ball hitting. New baseball by Alan Baugh. No balls, one strike, one out. Irish up 6-0. That ball hit hard to left field. That's a solid base hit. We'll score one. And Cox will hold up. Coach Cox will hold up Galloway as the left fielder gets it in quickly. Actually, I'm mixed up. Derek Alan Baugh, the pitcher, was actually the left fielder. I apologize. Darwood is the same kid at third base. He just looked like he got smaller, I guess. Base hit for Riley Roach. Drives in a run, keeps the bases low. There's another line drive. One hop pick by Ryan. He'll go to second for the out. Riley Roach, not quite aware of what was going on. He was out anyway, I think, but he thought maybe it was caught by Ryan. Anyway, so Riley is out 6-4. On the fielder's choice, Kyler Pomeraning is at first base. So now two outs. And back to the top of the order as the Irish have batted around here in the third inning. Joe Dean, a walk and scored earlier in this inning. So hopped at third, Pomeraning at first. Breaking ball high by Alan Baugh for ball one to Joe Dean. Joe 1-for-1 today. Now 3-for-8 in the postseason overall. Pomeraning will run, and the catcher, Holston, will hold the ball. So Kyler's down at second base now. The pitch was a ball to Joe. So two more in scoring position. The Irish are up 8-5. 8-0, excuse me. I don't know why they possessed me to say 5. The Irish have scored 5 runs in the inning. I think that's what I was thinking. Who knows what I was thinking. And a 4-pitch walk to Joe Dean, and that will load him back up. A disastrous inning for the Mountain Lions. An error, some solid hitting for the Irish. Well, station-to-station play. The Irish have kept the bases loaded and the pressure on the Mountain Lions here in the third inning. And Travis Hain, who had a bunt single, will drag bunt up the third baseline his first time up. As the Irish have definitely taken advantage of the eighth grader Darwood at third base here early in the game. First pitch at the knees for strike one. Well, there's quite a few fluffy white clouds floating around and some actual getting kind of gray ones as we move into further into the day. And the sun is blocked right now, and the temperature's definitely dropped just a little bit. Next pitch, a ball to Hain. Count even to the ball on the strike. Darwood, next pitch, high for a ball as Hain takes. 2-1. Dean at first. Pomeraning at second. Logan Hoft at third. Alan Baugh in the windup. Next pitch, up and in for ball 3. No place to put Hain with the bases loaded. Travis, a 419 hitter. Here's a 3-2 pitch hit hard to left field. Oh, a leaping catch. Right field. I got my directions mixed up. Leaping catch by the second baseman. I thought that was a sure base hit. Nice play by Riley Calvert to end what was a very good inning for the Irish. They get 5 runs on 1, 2, 3 hits. 1 error on the Mountain Lions, three base on balls, a big inning for DeSales. They're up 8-0 after three complete on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Hi, I'm Scott Abagin. In business over 28 years, Abagin Toyota still stands as the premier number one new and used car dealership in the Valley. We sell top quality used vehicles, Toyota certified used vehicles, and the full line of Toyota cars and trucks. Our service department features ASC certified and Toyota trained technicians. Plus, we service all makes and models. Check out our prices, comparable or better than auto shops throughout the area. Don't sell yourself short. You deserve the best. See Abagin Toyota for all your automotive needs.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at DeSales, and the pitching formula is working for Kim Cox. If your pitcher goes into the fourth inning, they must rest at least, I think, 48 hours. If you get them out before the start of the fourth inning, they can pitch in the very next game. So Cameron Richmond, day on the mound, is likely over, and Connor Richard, sophomore, will try to close this one out. He'll never factor. Connor throws hard to first base, and they get Chip Jones at first. Nice defensive play by Connor Richard. Connor, about a 6'2 sophomore. He is 1-0 on the season. He actually threw a no-hitter in a league game against Dayton. So the pitching stable is very full for Irish head coach Kim Cox. So the big sophomore challenges Andrew Ryan with strike one, fouled straight back. So Cameron Richmond pitches three innings. His team up 8-0. Next pitch over for strike two. Well, Grandpa Scott's probably listening pretty closely now at home as his grandson Connor's on the mound. Next pitch just outside for ball one. We'll get the official stats on Cameron's three innings work here in a moment. Leaves with an 8-0 lead. Did not give up a hit. I know that. He had four strikeouts. Next pitch goes all the way to the backstop. And the count is now full on Ryan. 26 strikes, 12 balls for 38 total pitches. There's a base hit through the left side on a 3-2 pitch for Ryan. So the first hit for the Mountain Lions comes in the top of the fourth inning. The Irish in control, up 8-0. Milo Holston, the catcher, comes to the plate. Connor in the stretch. First pitch fouled out of play on the right side. Tell you what, Ryan had about a 1.5 step lead there at first base. So get a little bit further out there this time. Down 8-0, the Mountain Lions, I'm guessing, won't be running the base as much. They need a big inning. Next pitch, a ball to Holston. This one also outside as Connor works quickly as well as his sophomore classmate Cameron Richmond did to start the game. Connor in the stretch. Here's the 2-1 pitch hit hard right at Eskel. Scoops one hopper to take it second over to first for one and the double play. The sales turns the nice defensive play. Esco, the scoop on the hot shot, right to Hain at second base, over to first to Connell. The 4-6-3 double play. The sales playing all facets of the game, up 8-0 after three innings, on 100.7 FM KHSS.
It takes real commitment to stay in business for 40-plus years. Since 1972, Doyle Electric's mission has been nothing less than to be the electrical contractor of choice for the Walla Walla Valley. Mission accomplished. Doyle Electric has been named best of the best many times over the years, and Doyle Electric has been certified by Underwriters Laboratory to apply the UL label to their industrial control panels covered under UL Standard 508A. That means unmatched safety and cost efficiency for you. To learn more, call Doyle Electric today, 529-2500. That's 529-2500.
At Community Bank, we know that figuring out card rewards programs can be difficult. Your rewards take too long to add up to anything useful, or there are a lot of hoops to jump through to redeem them. That's why we created Community Bank Cashback Rewards exclusively for our Green and Platinum checking customers with debit cards. It's a simple and automatic program without the hoops. For more information, ask at your local branch. Community Bank, member FDIC.
We're big on you.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live here at Rotary Field here in Ellensburg. The Irish boys in control up 8-0 heading into the bottom of the fourth inning. Update from Yakima, the Lady Irish softball team is up 7-4 on Napa Vine late in the ballgame. In fact, I forgot to mention that last inning, so hopefully the Irish, Lady Irish have completed that first round win in their state tournament. If they do stay ahead of Napa Vine, they will play at 7 o'clock in the quarterfinals tonight, with the semifinals and championship rounds being played tomorrow. The whole first day of that softball tournament wiped out due to a torrential downpour in the Yakima Valley yesterday. The Sales trying to add on to an 8-0 lead in this one. 10-run rule is in effect in postseason play. It's my understanding. Every year that seems a little different. Adam Eskel hits one hard in the left field for a base hit to start off the third inning, or excuse me, the fourth inning for DeSales. Adam's first hit of the ball game. I'll bring up Tim Cottle to face Allenbaugh. Allenbaugh's first pitch in the turf barely made the infield grass cut out, and Esco will head down to second base on the wild pitch. No chance for the catcher, Milo Holston. That ball barely made it to the dirt on the circle around home plate. So one ball to Tim Cottle. Tim, an RBI single his last time up. Got Eskel down there in scoring position. Tim hits this one hard to left field, base hit straight away. Eskel's going to be held up at third. So Tim Cottle has a nice two-hit day going. And we've got runners at the corners as DeSales, after not scoring in the first inning, put up three in the second, five in the third, and looking to add on here in the fourth. And now Connor Richard, who replaced Cameron Richmond on the mound, will also replace him in the batting order here in the bottom of the fourth inning. So Connor getting his first postseason at bat. Squares to bunt, pulls the bat back. Cottle heads down to second base. Pitch to Connor was low for ball one. Connor on the season, 9 official varsity at bats, a .222 batting average. Next pitch is high to Connor. Connor was the only guy who didn't get the game in the game in the regional win over Kittitas, a 14-0-10 run affair. So he's getting some mound time here and some plate time here in the state semifinals. Swing and a miss on that pitch. 2-1 now on Connor. Irish up 8-0, hoping to face Adna for the state championship to follow this contest. Game time scheduled for 1 o'clock. Next pitch low to Connor Richard, 3-1. Eskel at third, Cottle at second, with base hits to start this inning. Richard hits one hard to center field. The center fielder drifting back, hits off the top of his glove, and rolls to the fence. Cottle and Eskel will score. Richard is in with a double off the top of the mitt of the center fielder, Morgan Paul. He turned, ran towards the fence, tried to reach up, and went right off the top of his mitt. Not quite as deep as Logan Hoff's bases-clearing triple, but Connor Richard, a 2-run stand-up double in his first postseason at bat, and that'll bring up Darryl Galloway, who takes ball one low. The Lady Irish boy, where is that coming from? The DeSales Irish boys now up 10-0 here after four innings. Or still in the bottom of the fourth. There's a hit down the third baseline. Diving cat stop there by the third baseman, Cole Darwin. Nothing wrong with that kid's glove for the most part. He did air a ground ball earlier. The arm is the issue, but that was a beautiful diving stop, but can't get up to make a throw, so an infield base hit for Darryl Galloway. So four straight hits now for the Irish here in the bottom of the fourth inning, and the umpire will wipe off the plate. So Galloway at first, Richard Connor at second, and Logan Hoff at the plate. Logan, that big three-run triple. Only two guys on. I thought the base was loaded. First pitch foul back, Hoff strike one. Richmond had reached on an error, and then Galloway walked, and then Hoff hit the triple. Hoff, waiting for Allenbaugh to come out of the stretch. Little chopper back to Allenbaugh. He throws it to second base. Elm, the second baseman, drops the ball. And things getting tough now for the Mountain Lions as the second baseman just couldn't glove it at second base on the possible start to a double play. So now Connor Richard moves to third. Galloway is safe at second on the air on the second baseman. And the bases are loaded with nobody out for Riley Roach. He fouls the first pitch back. The Lady Irish are victorious, 8-3. And will play Northwest Christian at 7 o'clock tonight in the quarterfinals. So congratulations to Russ Bear and his coaching staff and, of course, his players. Next pitch over to Riley is a ball low, counting even a ball and strike. Riley is 0-2 here in this state semifinal contest. Next pitch right at the knees for strike two. One ball, two strikes. So the Sales boys taking care of business here early. They're up 10-0 early. They've preserved their pitching with Cameron Richmond, the ace, able to get out of there after three innings, and his team up 8-0. And they are continuing to add on as Allenbaugh misses outside there to Roach to count even at 2-2. Infield is in. There's a ball hit hard through the hole on the left side. Base hit. Galloway will hold up as Coach Cox just playing station to station here with nobody out. So Riley Roach, an RBI single. Everybody moves up 90 feet. Connor Richard scores after that double to center field. It brought in the first two runs of the inning. The Irish now put up three in the inning and lead it 11-0. A scoreless tie after one inning, but the Irish have put up crooked numbers now in three straight innings. There's a swing and a miss by Kyler Pomeran, as he is the seventh batter to come to the plate for the Irish here in the fourth, and still no outs. Sun drenching the field right now. Breaking ball called strike on Kyler. No balls and two strikes. Kyler 0-2. Struck out in the second. Reached base on a fielder's choice and was stranded at third base in the third inning. Next pitch fouled straight back. So, barring some type of a miracle for the Mountain Lions, the Irish will play Adna for the state championship. Swing and a miss by Kyler on a breaking ball, and the first out of the inning is recorded. And the Mountain Lions will pack up their gear and move over to another field in this complex of fields at Rotary Park and take on Mossy Rock for third and fourth. And Coach Kim Cox, a chance to get one of his bench players in. Paul Elmenhurst will pinch hit for Joe Dean here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Paul stands in from the left side. Takes the first pitch for strike one. Coach Cox has always done an excellent job of rewarding all of his players for their hard work during the season. And whenever he can get them in a bat, he will. And DeSales firmly in control of this one right now, 11-0. Next pitch to Elman Hurst is up and away. And on deck is Cody Josefek, another Irish senior. A lot of seniors on this roster trying to close out their high school careers as state champions. They're likely now one game away from that as they're ahead here in the semifinals 11-0. Next pitch low to Elman Hurst. Eighth batter to come to the plate this inning. Swing and a miss by Paul. Count even to 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Irish batting in the bottom of the fourth inning with the bases loaded and an 11-0 lead. Next pitch high to Paul. No place to put him. Paul can pick up an RBI with a base on balls here. Paul has 14 varsity at-bats and is a 153 hitter. Gets that one to the right side, scooped by the second baseman. We'll go to second for one out, throw to first, not in time. So Paul gets the bat on the ball. Roach is erased at second base. But Paul will get credit for an RBI on the fielder's choice. And Darryl Galloway scores from third base. Four runs now in here in the fourth inning. Sails out 12-0. On the play, Hoft moves over to third. So two outs now for the Irish. Cody Josefek, the ninth batter to come to the plate. Cody played quite a bit of outfield last year for the Irish as they won the state championship. He's also a backup catcher. This year he struggled at the plate somewhat, hitting just 200, getting in a bat here. Hits that one hard to left field, right at the left field, and it's going to drop for a base hit. Nice line drive for Cody Josefek. So the senior gets an RBI single, and the Irish have batted around as Cody picks up his teammate, schoolmate, classmate, Logan Hoft, as Hoft scores the fifth run of the inning. And the Irish have batted around again as Adam Eskel, who led off the inning with a solid base hit, will be up for the second time this inning. He fouls it out of play on the right side. A stat sheet blew away, and Brady Larson found it for me. Nice job, Brady. So Adam Eskel, been on base all three times. He's 1-for-3 officially. He's been on base two of his three times, scored twice. Next pitch in the dirt, knocked down by Holston. Milo Holston, I'm impressed with his abilities as a catcher. He threw out Joe Dean in the first inning. He's blocked several balls behind the plate. He's a junior. He'll be back for this young Mountain Lion team. They've been walking around the complex with T-shirts. Of course, there's a lot of walking around yesterday as the ground crew tried to get the field in shape. And their T-shirts say, "Our history starts now." I think in a reference to the Irish long-established history here at the state tournament. The Irish have 17 state titles to their credit, going for number 18 this weekend. Eskel hits that one high to center fielder. The center fielder on the run again. He's behind the ball this time and makes the catch to end of the inning. But another big inning for the Irish. They send 10 runners to the plate, five of them score, five runs on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hits. There was one Mountain Lion error and two runners left on base. We'll go to the top of the fifth inning. If the Mountain Lions want to keep this game going, they're going to have to score four runs as they trail 13-0 to the Irish on 100.7 FM KHSS.
In real life, good fortune does come along more than once. The key is to be able to recognize it. We at D.A. Davidson & Company believe that opportunities abound in today's stock market, providing a great chance to invest for the long term. If you're ready to learn more about building toward a financial future that meets your unique goals, it's time to talk with Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson. Bill has extensive experience in helping Walla Walla residents to find the opportunities that are right for them. D.A. Davidson, member SIPC.
Are you searching for the perfect flooring for your home at the lowest possible price and not sure who to turn to? Rely on us at Connors Mr. Carpet to guide you painlessly through the process. With more than 30 years in the flooring industry, we have the knowledge and the experience to help you select the flooring that offers the right combination of performance and style for your budget. Come see our vast selection of flooring, tile, countertops, and blinds. We offer 3D visualization, installation scheduling with local professional installers, and free estimates. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsMrCarpet.com or call us at 522-0176.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, we're quickly underway here in the top of the fifth inning. As Connor Richard, now with a 13-0 lead, working here in the fifth inning. And got a one-pitch ground ball out by David Densmore as Hayne at shortstop threw it over to Cottle. And now his first pitch, a foul at the plate by Chase Kurtz. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Connor, very efficient with his, as he came in the fourth inning, throwing a lot of strikes. And a swing and a miss by Kurtz. So quickly, two outs. Now, every year I goof this up and I forget to ask every year. At the regional tournament, the 10-run rule was in effect. It's my understanding that it's also in effect here in the state finals. If that's the case, the Irish are one out away from the win here. Swing and a miss by Calvert. Connor just recorded his first strikeout, and he's working quickly to Calvert. Jam shot, foul, fluke back into the screen, and two quick strikes. Connor ready with a new ball, just inside for ball one. He's a wind in the pitch, swing and a miss. And Connor strikes out the last two batters. And here's that awkward moment. Is it over? Yes, it is. The Sales boys will play for the state championship at 1 o'clock. The game is over quickly. We'll have to see if they keep to their schedule. 13-0 to Sales in 4.5 innings. We'll be back with the Happy Totals on 100.7 FM KHSS.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus. Proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
You say you're not into veggies? Le Pizzari's puts you to the test. With our delicious taco salad, a south of the border treat with zest,
a bed of crisp greens smothered with olives, tomatoes, and cheese,
and our seasoned roast beef, add salsa and it's sure to please. So give it a try. Stop into Pizzari's for a taco salad right now, gringo.
After one bite, your taste buds will feel like they're doing the tango.
Now that's some tasty chow!
Mamma mia!
Pizzari's Finest and Pizzari's Home Run in Clarkston, home of the Mama's Boys.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at Rotary Field. The Irish boys huddled up just off the infield dirt down the third baseline, and Liberty Bell huddled up down the first baseline just outside the infield dirt. The Sales makes quick order of the Mountain Lions, 10 running them in 4.5 innings, 13-0. After a scoreless first inning, the Sales put up 3 in the second, 5 in the third, 5 in the fourth. They hit the ball hard. The Mountain Lions committed three errors. They had a little trouble at third base at times, and the Irish kept the pressure on them in every inning and got extremely efficient pitching from their ace Cameron Richmond and fellow sophomore Connor Richard as the Mountain Lions just get one hit. The Lions score 4, Liberty Bell, no runs, one hit, three errors for the Irish. 13 runs on 11 hits unofficially, and no errors. The Irish had a nice double play they turned also in the ballgame. So DeSales boys run their record to 22-2. Liberty Bell falls to 19-3, breaking a 19-game winning streak. The Irish will take on the Adna Pirates for the state championship at 1 o'clock. Liberty Bell will try to regroup and play Mossy Rock for the third and fourth place trophies at 1 o'clock. We'll be back with individual totals on 100.7 FM KHSS.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
It's spring, and that means spring cleaning for your home and your comfort. With a Lennox Home Comfort System from Total Comfort Solutions, you can sweep away inconsistent temperatures and wasted energy. And right now, receive up to $1,700 in rebates and federal tax credits on the purchase of a qualifying Lennox Home Comfort System. Call Total Comfort Solutions today, 525-4868, or visit them on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com and start enjoying a more comfortable home every day of the year.
Colder weather calls for warmer bed coverings. As the blankets and comforters come out of storage, why not get them professionally dry cleaned at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners? Stewart's has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919, and with good reason. Stewart's has the latest in dry cleaning technology, the mending services are first rate, and most important of all, Frank, Mike, and Gerald Lyons are all around good guys. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live here at Rotary Field as the grounds crew, after a lot of hard work yesterday to get this game ready for play, get the field ready for play. A little more relaxed schedule today. The Irish dispatched the Mountain Lions of Liberty Bell 13-0 in 4.5 innings. And now the grounds crew has a 1 o'clock start for the state championship as the Irish will take on the Adna Pirates at 1 o'clock. I haven't really talked about yesterday much, other than the fact that we didn't play, but it was a hectic day, of course, weather-wise. On the drive up, I got a cell phone call pretty much right after I left town that the softball games were completely washed out. My hope was to be there at 9 a.m., and maybe do a little softball bonus coverage. And then the boys were to play at 1 o'clock in Ellensburg. And I was told that game was pushed back to a 2:30 start. I checked that. The boys are supposed to play at 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, excuse me. Adna and Mossy Rock were supposed to play at 1. That was moved back to 2:30, which would move the Irish boys back to like 5:30. So I was just making a leisurely drive to the Yakima Valley, and the rain was just pelting down, especially between Benton City and Prosser. And I think that was probably the same cloud that dumped everything on Yakima and drenched their fields. And coming off the foothills of the Cascade Mountains, a lot of rain here in Ellensburg as well. I got to the fields here at in Ellensburg about 2 o'clock, and the fields definitely weren't ready for play. The grounds crew was working very hard on them, and they finally got the Adna-Mossyrock game going a little after 4 o'clock, and that went into extra innings. They'd already decided that the DeSales Mountain Lion of Liberty Bell game would not be played until today, so we knew it was one game, so I was able to sit with my brother-in-law, Todd Richard, watch the Adna-Mossyrock game. Not a very good game fundamentally, a lot of errors, but a very exciting game between two teams that played each other twice during the regular season and once in their district tournament. And Adna lost all three of those games to Mossyrock, but caught them at 7-7 after 7 complete and beat them 8-7 in extra innings. We'll talk more about that the pregame for the championship game as we talk about how Adna gets to face DeSales. But anyway, it was a busy day. Drove back to Yakima where I was staying and got up this morning, and the beautiful sunshine greeted us, able to take a little exercise route up the Yakima River and then head up here to Ellensburg. Our softball girls have their tournament started. They've beaten beaten Napavine 8-3 and will face Northwest Christian of Spokane at 7 o'clock tonight in the quarterfinals. Northwest Christian, a team that the Lady Irish, I think, beat in regionals already. So the Lady Irish sitting well in the state quarterfinals tonight at 7 o'clock. Remember, it's Spring Fest weekend. We had our state golf tournament earlier this week. Ryan Baumgart, individual state champion, Irish boys golf team, which also features Jared Conan, who finished third overall, and Bryce Scott and Scott Kimball. Their head coach, Lon Olson, able to bring home the team title as well. Emily Baumgart for the Lady Irish finished second individually, just a freshman. And then the track meet going on up in Cheney, Washington, yesterday and today. I'll get results of that as we go. But what we do know for sure is that the DeSales boys will play for their 18th state championship.
All right.
In the storied career of head coach Kim Cox, with a 13-0 win in the semifinals over the Liberty Bell Mountain Lions. We'll look at that history in a little more detail, give the individual stats, and wrap things up when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling is expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burns Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burns Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burns Street RV and Mini Storage.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live here at Rotary Field here in Ellensburg. The Sales boys 13-0 in the state semifinals. They beat Liberty Bell to run the Irish record of 22-2, and they will face the Adna Pirates in their quest for their 18th state championship. And before I broke away, I talked a little bit about history of the Irish program. If you've been around the Sales For a long time, you understand the history, you know the history, but if you've just tuned in or if you're driving down the road, flipping through the channels, and maybe you don't know the history behind DeSales baseball. The Irish first appeared in the state championship game in 1986. They lost to Rosalia. They lost in 1987 to Morton. Did not make it to the finals in 1988. And then in 1989, which seems like a long, long time ago, actually, this game was played in the Kingdome. The Irish beat Tudor Lake 7-2. And then the Irish missed the finals the next year, and then in 91, Tudor Lake beat them. But then DeSales started an unprecedented string of six straight state championships between 1992 and 1998. They lost in the semifinals to LeConnor in 1999, then got right back in the saddle and won seven straight. It was a seven-year streak between 92 and 98. Can't do my math. And another seven-year streak from 2000 to 2006. Then they split the 1Bs and the 2Bs. The Irish missed the championship round in 2007. And then in 2008, against ADNA, the opponent this afternoon, DeSales beat ADNA 29-7 in 2008, lost to Northwest Christian in 2009, did not make it to the finals in 2010 or 2011, won it last year against DeSoto 9-2, and trying to start one of those streaks with a chance to win back-to-back here in 2012, now in 2013, their 18th state championship overall. So quite a history and a testament to the hard work of the parents, the players, and the coaches at Walla Walla Catholic Schools. And Kim Cox has been the constant. He's been at the helm for all of those, and he's done some great things and created a lot of great memories in the DeSales baseball program over the years. Let's look at individual stats for the Irish in this ballgame. You've got to start with the pitching. Cameron Richmond goes the first three innings. Gives up no hits, strikes out four, did walk three, 26 strikes and 12 balls. And then Connor Richard came in and pitched the last two innings, another sophomore, very efficient. 20 of his 28 pitches were strikes, struck out two, did not walk anybody, did give up the only Mountain Lion hit of the ball game. So Richmond and Richard combined on the one-hit shutout. And most importantly, Cameron is available to pitch in the championship game against ADNA. Offensively, obviously with 13 runs, the Sales had a lot of guys produce. Joe Dean, 1-for-1, scored a run, walked twice. Paul Elmenhurst came off the bench in that same spot in the batting order and had an RBI. Travis Hain was 1-for-3, scored a run. Cody Josephek, 1-for-1 with an RBI. Adam Eskel, 1-for-4, scored twice. Tim Cottle, 2-for-3, scored twice, had an RBI. Cameron Richmond was 0-for-2, but scored a run. Connor Richard, 1-for-1 with a two-run double. Daryl Galloway, 2-for-2, scored three times, had a two-run double to his credit to give him his fifth and sixth RBIs of the postseason. Logan Hoff was 1-for-2 with a two-run triple in the second inning. They really got the Irish going after a scoreless first inning. And so Logan, two RBIs, also scored two runs. He reached base every time he was up in the ballgame. Riley Roach was 1-for-2 in the ballgame with a sacrifice fly and an RBI. And Kyler Pomeranian, 0-for-3 in the ballgame. That's a look at the stats. Just a quick review of those. Dairy Queen player of the game. I'm going to go with Logan Hoff. During the regional tournament, we had Cameron Richmond with the shutout win, 1-0 win over Colfax in the regional championship. Daryl Galloway, 3-for-4 with a triple and four RBIs against Kittitas, was our Dairy Queen player of the game in that one. And Logan Hoff, triple, when it mattered, got the Irish going in the second inning. Got that crooked number on the scoreboard after just zeros, and it got the Irish bats rolling as they rolled a 13-0 win. So congratulations to senior Logan Hoff, Dairy Queen player of the game. And with that, we'll also say congratulations to the Lady Irish softball team. They'll play in the quarterfinals tonight at 7 o'clock against Northwest Christian in Yakima. And so until about 12:40 for a 1 o'clock first pitch, when the Irish boys will take on the Adna Pirates, try to win their 18th state championship. This is Mike Spees saying thank you for listening on this Memorial Day weekend. Great job back at the studio by Dan. Please patronize all of our great sponsors who help cover the costs of these postseason broadcasts. And with that, we'll send you back to the studios of 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.